So the program we are doing now is talking about the God of her, my heart. Everyone of us know what heart is. Very, very important to us. The Bible clearly told me and you that God made us in his image and his likeness. And when you are being made in your mother's womb, he knew you. He was the one that did everything. It was not behind him. So he knows everything about you. He formed you in your mother's womb. And for that reason, he knows everything about you. Hence, he has already promised his children. I want to let us know today that we have an assignment on this head to be a child of God. We have to know what to do and how to live. I want to encourage us by letting us know that what God needs is he has promises for his children, and it only means you have to be obedient to him. Otherwise, he cannot, because of you, change his principle. Anyone that follows him, obeys him, then he does like this. All his promises go to you. If you don't obey him, you throw it away, nothing can do. So we should know it today that our God is a blessing God. When we talk about heart, he's the one that has it. He made it to be okay. He said it was good. Let us see what he's talking about in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 1 to 2. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs 3.
Hold on. Proverbs 3, 1 to 2.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commandments. Keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life in many years and bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck, write them on your tablet of your heart. Then you will win for in your favor and a good name in the sight of God and man.
You see, God made you, and he's so principled. He knows what he wants, and he wants you not to be. He wants you to be happy. He said, my son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart. In your heart, so that you don't forget about it. Many of you, before you know it, forget that I don't have time. Keep it in your heart. This is the reason you have Bible, for you to be able to know. Say, I have not seen God before to talk to me. Once you have the Bible, that is his words. He inspires someone to write this Bible for me and you. Today we can read it. Exactly what it says is in there. If you don't want to follow it, and you want God to be forced, you can't force him. He himself does not force anyone. Otherwise, it's not that God has the power, but does he do it? You say, my son, you must worship me. If you want to do it, you can do it. But does he do it? He advises you to do it. Why? Because blessings will follow you. You see, he said that we prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. These are just the hidden secrets there. He said, I'm saying, I don't have time for God, though. Let me pursue prosperity. Where are you pursuing it? God has made a way that you get what you want. Just follow his commandments. Do it. Then prosperity becomes your portion. Definitely. You is not your battle to fight the enemy. The enemy is always there. But God protects you from the enemy. Do not say, I don't have time for God. I'm busy to fight my enemy first. Who are you to fight the enemy? God is the one that takes care of the enemy. Because he has not finalized his work until that day that the devil himself will be judged. Otherwise, he wouldn't make sure he says this thing. So that continue what they are doing. Many of us think, no, we don't have time. Brothers and sisters, let us be obedient to him. Let's see what the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 19 is talking about. Ecclesiastes here, 13. Ecclesiastes 13, 12, verse 13.
Ecclesiastes 12:13.
Yes.
Here is my final conclusion. Fear God and obey His commandments, for this is the entire duty of man. For God will judge us for everything we do, including every hidden thing, good or bad. Amen.
Do you hear that? That is His final conclusion. Fear Him and do what? Obey His commandments. We're supposed to do that. You are, it's there to fight back for you, not yourself. So fear God. Here is the commandment, a conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandment. For this is the whole duty of man. Do not say, I don't have time. You may not have time for other things, but not for this. That's why I don't serve God. I don't have time. Who are you? Comparing you to God. You don't have time for Him, but you have time for other things, which He promised to have to you. If you serve Him, then that means, it means you are a, what do I call you now? Very wise. If you are pursuing the least, and leave the greatest one. And that's what I'm struggling to. Many of us, that's what we are doing. But our God is always there, making sure that we are able to do what He says. And the grace to do it today, we are going to pray that God will help us. To give Him word of all grace to be able to follow Him. Otherwise, our God is the one that is responsible for everything. Look at this book of Proverbs, the same Proverbs chapter 17. Verse 22. What do they say? Proverbs 17.
Proverbs 17, 22.
22.
A cheerful heart is a good medicine, but a crushed spirit drives up the bones.
Do you hear that? So, if you are doing yourself, days after you find yourself down, you say, what is happening? What happened to me again? Have a cheerful heart. You are not simply prospering yourself, unknown to you. When the others respect now come, you say, what happened? I didn't do any work now. Why am I like this? You are working with your brain, thinking other things. Anything that is going around you, you just say it's not going to be so. No! Have a cheerful heart. Why? Because you know that you are indirectly healing yourself, unknown to you. We don't know, that is why we meet these people. The best thing is look into His ways. That's why they are written for us boldly. Otherwise, you say, I tell a program, you hear the word, that's all. He didn't do so. He made sure He's written down for every one of us to be able to look into it and make a choice to know how to live for Him, is going through His word, through obedience. Definitely, the enemy who is always there can never affect you. Why? Because God Himself is there to protect you. Because He knows everything about what is going on. Children of God, we are His children. Let's see what He gave to us in the book of Exodus chapter 15 verse 36. Exodus 15:36.
Exodus 15:26. Praise God. Amen. He said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord, your God, and do what is right in His eyes, if you pay attention to His commands and keep all His decrees, you will not bring on you any of these diseases
I brought on
the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Amen.
Do you hear that? You know the time that I was playing in Egypt? That's why I told you who did it. So he didn't know who did it. You hear it, you see it clearly there. So, this can never be your portion. Just because you are careful to listen to him. Because he's the Lord. He holds everything. Every power is in his hand. Most of the time, we will say, enemy, forget about it. If you are well not with God, it doesn't matter. Anything happens to you, it's what you have already proclaimed, and that's your portion. This is why I'm very careful. Anything you say, therefore, I'll just not with me again. That is the Lord saying to himself. So, if you like, you obey him. If you don't obey him, Egyptians, many people suffer from that plague. It was not the one that did it. Because he tell him to do this, he refused. The percussion is there, you now say, enemy has come. All the time say, enemy has come. You yourself are forgotten, you are causing things for yourself. Why? Because you are disobeying him. So it's very important for us to know, to make up our mind, that's the only way you can live for him. When I say live for him, it's for you to make up your mind to be obedient to his words. Seek his word daily. What you don't know, I will not blame you. This is the reason we have Bible. Anything you know about, please make up your mind that you're going to do it and pray God to give you the grace to do it. Why? Because some as you feel it's too hard. There's nothing hard in it. If you make up your mind, you do it, you can do it. Why? Because we don't know it's easy where we are living. You are not living for yourself. You are not living for yourself. If you think I'm on my own, I can't do it myself. What is Europe? We are talking about eternity, we are talking about Europe. What, where is Europe? On this same bloody head, Abi. It's not in heaven. You cannot say, I came to Europe, I mean, forget about that. Everyone here will go through that same, what you do on the head that you came to. No one can escape it. I was president. Yes, I know you are president. What about God's kingdom? What did you do? You have to answer. You have to answer. And God has no respect for anything. If you have to respect yourself, then you get your reward. There's something like say, let us talk. We don't talk. Do exactly what it says. Then automatically all his promises become your portion. I want us to just know within ourselves that we are children of God. We have another way to go. The only way is to obey him. Stay with him. Let's see the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. 1 Corinthians 16. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16 to 17.
1 Corinthians 3, 16
to
17.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you?
Okay.
If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is sacred and you are that temple.
Do you know what he's talking about here? If you make up your mind, someone who calls himself a child of God, he's serving him sincerely. The only place he lives in that world is not the temple of God. If you're on your own, you go and carry that or whatever it is you're going to give him. You are having God, not that person you don't know. At the end of the day, God himself is going to deal with you. Why? Because you are his temple, unknown to you. And just like that, no. You believe it's just Christ, you receive as your Lord and Savior. You are a temple of God. God himself is now looking unto you daily. So anyone fighting you, he said he will destroy the person himself. You don't have to go and be sure that you told me to destroy them. He will do it. That you ask him to do it. Why? Because we are his temple. All you need is obedience. Obey him. God himself, he fights back for you. You are coming here to serve him, thinking that all this is happening, God does not. He knows everything. Anyone fighting you outside here, he's fighting God. He gets any strong, he says, I've got no help, I need what to do now. But you are fighting his sin. What is Holy Spirit himself? He lives inside you. That means God himself lives inside you. Anybody says he's a useless man, When the Holy Spirit is inside him, it's useless. It's useless. When you start to say Jesus Christ is useless, then it is number one on the whole head. Not only on this head though, it will be next. Are we even in heaven? That's what someone is living in you. You say the best is ordinary. Then the delay means you don't know what you're doing. So brothers and sisters, we should know that our God, if he has made us in his image and his likeness, just know he made everything perfect for you. You have no option to say, I cannot serve him because I'm too busy. No. You can never say so. Talking about health, you are the one that you make yourself to be. God has made everything for you. Because he told you clearly in his stress you are made whole. So any sickness coming to you now is coming to the wrong side. In his stress you are made whole. He died for you. And that's the reason why no stupid disease will not come unto you and affect you, not knowing that you are his temple of God. Brothers and sisters, we should know our body is, we are not our own. We are bought with Christ. And for that reason, we have to make sure that we continuously seek him. We have to seek him. He should be number one in our lives. He should be number one in our lives. Why? Because so many things are happening. Today, we think, we don't know what's going on. Just because I did something to him, what's not coming to me, I don't understand. Forget. The thing is, you continue to live for Christ. Pray that if you give that grace, you come to maintain the ability to be able to do this way. The book of 3 John, verse 1, verse 2. 3 John, chapter 1, verse 2. 3 John, chapter 1, verse 2. God himself said, dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy a good health and that all may go well with you, and even as your soul is getting along well. That is what he meant for every one of us. Once you are with him, know God's his own mind is that you remain in good health. He's the healer. He's the healer. So, he wants you to be made whole. Even though the enemy is coming the other way, it doesn't matter. But just know, God's own work is to make you whole. He makes you whole. He makes every one of us whole. The same Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 20. What did he say? Proverbs.
Let's go. My four, son.
22.
My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them.
Find them.
And health to a man's whole body.
Do you hear that? Amen. That is what the word of God is to you. Keep that in your heart. They are health to you. You say, what is it? No! It's better for you to take this word into you than take medication. This one are health to you. But you say, I don't have time for that. No problem. God will not force you. He has given you the way. You want to do it, it's no problem. But know that he loves you and he wants you to be healthy. Every other thing that you need to make you healthy, he provided it already. But if you don't really do it, you may not find it. Rather, you'll be chasing what is shadow. What is shadow you'll be chasing? I pray that every one of us, God bless this Lord, to put our eyes to know what is right. To know that in his word, there's healing in his word. There's healing in his word. And that is just the truth. That is just the truth. But we always think we know better than God. No better than the one who made you. While you were in pieces in your mother's womb, he joined you together. He knew you. He knew you. He formed you. And he knows what you want. And he knows what you need. And for that reason, He has already prepared everything for us, but if you don't listen to him, what does he do? He cannot do anything. So brothers and sisters, it's our duty to make sure we are obedient to his word. We obey his commandments by looking to his word and do them. Doing them is the best thing, and not just even looking. Looking at it without obeying is just vanity. But at the end of the day, you'll not get the blessing that is there. And I pray that every one of us, God will assist us and empower every one of us to know that whatever he says, he does it. And he's not the one that will say, maybe this or that. No. No. We always think we are too wise. Are you wiser than God? No. Go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 8. Proverbs 3. See me, I'm too wise. Who are you to be too wise?
Proverbs 3, 7-8.
Proverbs 3, chapter 7 to 8, yeah.
Do not be wise in your own eyes.
Uh-huh.
Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones.
Do you hear that? It will bring health to your body. It will bring health to your body. If you don't do it, it's not a problem. No? It only means the advice will come to you. And you start looking for doctor left and right. Instead of looking for doctor left and right, look for his words and obey his words. He didn't say for one particular, it's everyone, any of the children. It's not saying only you, other one will be. No, everyone. He will become healed to your body. That's why God is God of health. He make a way already that you do that way, you get what you want from him. But if you don't do it, nothing else will do. Why? Because it's a blessing to God. So, brothers and sisters, we just know that our God is a peaceful God. He made provision for every one of us to be made whole. That's where in his flesh were made already before you were born. That Sarah was already there. So, brothers and sisters, we should think of what do we do to want to remain in him, to serve him. So that we get all these things that are already into his word. Serving him already giving you the chances to be made whole. You don't serve him, it's not a problem, only find the other way out. Serving before every doctors, left and right. And even the early doctor who went to do it, God will not answer, it will not work out. It will work out. It will work out. So the best way is, we know we are not on our own. Know that every one of us, you are going to pay the price. The best thing is, listen to him. Follow his ways, you be there to him. He is not, health is already part of his portion for you. Anything time you are sick, call on him. Call on him. He knows how to heal you. I call him doctor of doctors. We have very good doctor on this head, but he's number one. He's the head of all doctors. Jehovah Rapha is doctor of doctors. He's not just a doctor. This one saying I'm doctor of bone, this one doctor of blood, this one doctor of, yeah, very different in this way. But he is doctor of doctors. He's the head of everything. He releases his power through different options. Like the one I've just told to you. So brother and sister, please, let us make our mind to remember we are not on our own. We are living with somebody. And that same person, we cannot put away his word. His word is carrying power. His power is in his word. Once you follow his words, just know so many things will happen to you. You'll be surprised when they know. You say, I've not been sick for a long time, but what happened? Why? Because in his word, there's already healing power in it. So if you take the word and do them, then automatically you are already taking doses to yourself without you knowing. That you're already doing something that the other man will not know it has happened. In the book of Isaiah 53, 5 says, Isaiah 53, 5. Book of Isaiah.
Isaiah 53, 5. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him.
Yes.
And by his wound we are healed.
Yes. Amen. That has already been done already. The day you make up your mind to receive him as Lord and Savior, serving him diligently, this already become your portion. Just as I finished the work before you were born evil. That meditation was already there. It's not today that was made. Say, hey, it was not the day I was sick, it was not. It has been there before you were born. All you need is heal yourself unto it. Then, automatically, you find yourself remade whole. We're talking about God of health. He has the power. And all his children, he made different provision for them. If you see it, you catch it, you grab it, then it becomes your portion. But if you don't want to have it, he will never force you to say, nah, you must have it or no. He doesn't do that. He does not do that. That's why we call him principle God. So all we need to do is to be there to his word. I'm going to seek his word daily, knowing that in his word, there is healing power in his word. Do what he says. He has his that will bless you. When he says, seek me first, all the rest that are to you, do you think healing is not here? He's there also. Prosperity is there also, you see. He said, no, God, I want to look for prosperity. I don't have time for you. Maybe fast prosperity for that, fast prosperity. Don't forget that part. Prosperity is part of the package. Healing is part of the package. Why don't you grab the whole package? I'm serving it. You say no, one after the other, all are following. Too many of us, we are only killing ourselves or known to us, thinking that we are wise. We cannot be wiser than God himself. So for that reason, please, let us stop fooling ourselves. Let us live for him steadfastly. By what we are doing here today is just to encourage ourselves to want to be in his presence. Because in his presence, there is a fullness of joy. Joy will never depart from you. Why? Because you are taking him. When the Holy Spirit lives in you. So you are fighting somebody, a co-brother has started with you. How the same thing with you are fighting him. You hear just now, the Bible says, God himself is going to fight you because the Spirit living in you already. He's living in you. You are fighting the person. If the problem is going to happen, what is happening? What is happening? God will fight that one that is fighting his child. When he's living in somebody, if somebody come from back and start fighting you, God is terrifying the person. So this is the reason why we have to know we are all children of God. And for that reason, you don't have to keep married to anybody. Love each other. It doesn't have to be your brother. Love each other. Love each other. Love everyone around you. Why? Because God is God of love himself. And in him, there is power of healing. That is from his word you can realize that if you follow his word, live by his word, health is part of the package. He's not going to look for it now. No, it's part of the package. The Holy Father that you're always okay. What's going on? God is taking care of you, which many of us don't know. This is why we run away from him. And we run away from him, cannot force his mind to you. Jesus said, if I don't call you to come to me, you won't come. That's why I always pray, God, you have mercy and call every single one that the enemy is trying to deceive the way. Because Jesus is doing his work, the enemy also is doing his work. Anyway, make sure don't go there. Just make sure you come to him. You cannot make a choice on your own. So for that reason, let us continue to pray that God will always comfort us with his spirit. They are assisting us to do his will, just to live for him. Because on the last day, it's the same one that will be on the judgment seat. Nobody else. Nobody else. Why? Because he is the one that fought the battle himself. Nobody joined him to fight the battle. He was the only one that fought the battle. He went to the cross for the whole humanity. And this is the reason why he will go to stand to ask humanity that I died for. Did you live for me? If you know, go your way. If you live for him, let's go. Eternity is your portion. This is the reason why we have to live for Christ and nothing else. Don't allow your environment to deceive you. When I say environment, you and environment around you. There could be human beings, there could be animals, I don't care. You and environment don't allow it to deceive you. Christ is your savior and you have to live for him. Living for any other person, you account for it at the end of the day. But I pray that every one of us here, when the time will come, we shall, even if we are sleeping on Christ, he will wake us up first. Say, let's go. It's time to go to heaven. And that's what will happen. And I pray that none of us you miss the eternity in the Lord Jesus Christ. For today, know that there's healing power in his word. The best thing is start soaking, start searching for the word of God to live by it. Why? Because it carries healing power in it. That's why he call it God of healing. He himself. Have you ever heard that one day Jesus was in one particular hospital? What was on his head? No. It's not possible. That's even before he went to the cross. And when he went to the cross, he was not exalted. He became more than anything. He became number one. After the cross, he was not honored to become number one. Even before the cross, he was not going to the hospital before. I never heard that he was in the hospital one time, no. But after he was honored, he became. What are you talking about? And that is because we are serving. And that same power is in everything that he gave to you. That's why I tell you, just look into my word, obey me, do it, then your portion becomes so and so. And I pray that every single one of us, that the enemy will never be able to take us away from the presence of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. That whatever evil plan that they are doing for me and you, the Lord will always fight that according to his word. That what they are fighting with my saint is my battle. God, every single word that is here, that the enemy is trying to obstruct from you, Lord, take it back to yourself and destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. That every one of them will know that they are to live for you. Why? Because our Lord Jesus Christ made a plan for every one of us. And for that reason, we are not living for ourselves. Paul said, the life I live is for Christ. And that's the truth. So don't deceive yourself. I'm on my own. I came to Europe and said, what is Europe? In this crooked head that we are living. Joe crooked head. No. We need Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can save us.
Amen.
And I pray that his grace will make available for every one of us. And that this season will open our understanding to know everything we are doing has to please him. Because if you don't please him, it means you will not get his promises. And for that reason, we should seek the way to praise him. And we pray that our environment, I say it again, will not take us away from the Lord.
Amen.
Because the environment is always fighting anywhere we are. People around us, the nations around us want to take us away from the Lord. I pray that God should not allow that to happen to us. Whether you are in Europe or in Nigeria, anywhere you are. But once the environment takes away from the Lord, at the end of the day, you will say, I don't know you. And that will go to be shadow. So for that reason, please, brothers and sisters, let us make up our mind to know that it's a challenge that we have to be obedient to him and to his word. So that his blessing can come according to us. You have an account, your only open account is now full with prosperity. Why? Because the Lord has already finished his work. And I pray that this confidence that we are having, starting today, that the first Sunday, that every one of us will get the understanding to know that our God is a head himself. He's not saying you're going to look for who will give my children. No! He has the power. And that's already show us the way we can get the power. You don't have to go extra to a doctor to get that power from. No! Through his word, you get his power. So, brother and sister, please, all we need is to concentrate on his word. Continue to do his word. Live by his word. Then, all his promises become your portion. And I pray that none of us here shall be taken away by anybody from this very healthy situation that God has created for a children. That we come out of it and have testimony that I was once so, I'm now so, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, mighty God. So, brothers and sisters, that I will have to stop here for today. That we are going to do our prayers. The grace is going to live for him so that all his promises for us in good health, God to remain in good health. Why? Because he's the doctor of doctors. Amen.